You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Bing is for doing, and we are finally doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 5, Episode 1. Got Sexy back.
Yes.
What? Got Sexy back.
Waited so long for this.
Yes, we changed up the host a little bit, and we're going to change it up again next week for y'all. But I am DJ Jesse Janity, joined in studio with Stephanie Bauer.
He always gets this weird voice. You're like Colonel voice.
It is. What's that guy? He always just Rich
Leach.
Robin Leach.
Maybe you should introduce the most important new addition.
Yes. Like your accessory.
My accessory. I know this isn't Her Housewives of Beverly Hills, but we have Puffy joining us in studio. He just wants to chill, so he's gonna hang out with us
he's
for a little bit.
He's kind of like that dog from Beverly Hills. The one doesn't like do
Jiggy.
Much. Just yeah,
Jiggy. I love
with
Jiggy.
The tongue just hanging out.
giving the impression of Jiggy. Siobhan Hughes.
Hello, guys.
But see, whenever I do the accent, it catches on to Siobhan.
Did I do that? I'm an actor. I do that. I'll talk to someone with an accent, and I'll just like immediately mimic it back where it sounds like I'm making fun of them.
Saying, yep.
But I'm not. I swear, guys, I'm not making fun of you.
Could you do a British accent the whole episode?
No, that would be really annoying.
And then it would go into Scottish, into Irish, into Jamaican, into
Australian.
The shade of it all. Spill that tea.
Also joining us back from last season, Sir Mikey Watts.
Hello.
Unfortunately, Cameron Marson is not joining us. Shame on you, Cam. But our favorite homegirl, we got Courtney Stewart joining us. Is Courtney with us?
Not yet.
But Courtney,
big intro.
Waiting on your cue now.
Waiting for tonight. Courtney, she's watching. She's going to call in. She's doing her housewife situation right now.
Literally, she's the housewife,
yeah,
right? She's the real housewife?
Look, she is an independent woman.
Ha-ha.
She representing. But let's get into this because this season looks amazing.
Delicious.
We got rid of the trash.
I was watching yesterday. I was watching the marathon of last season, mm-hmm. with the reunion, and I hated the way Sheree talked. Yeah. She like annoyed the crap out of me. But at the reunion, she brought the drama, and I'm really surprised that after that reunion, they decided not to keep her on because
she
did
says she
job.
Left.
Really? Okay. See, I've forgotten all this.
She said she
us.
Wasn't fired. I left.
Oh, no. Whatever.
Girl, you ain't a housewife no more.
What was her clothing line called? She by
Sheree.
But I do hope that she did finish her building.
Phaedra
house.
Talked about that last night on
Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, Watch What Happens Live and
Chateau Sheree.
Yeah, she was like, I think it's finished. I drove by there. I don't know.
The concrete's in. The foundation's
in. Yeah.
There. I don't know.
We wish her well, though.
Yeah, we do.
Whatever she decides to do, she will be fantastic at
so
it.
So we got rid of her. Marlo didn't come back.
That was a surprise. I feel like she might pop up, maybe not. But I did think that they were going to add her.
But the news we got that Marlo declined.
Yeah.
From Nene.
In other words, to me,
this is from Nene's mouth. She was on, what did they say,
Wendy Williams.
She said Marlo declined to come back.
The thing is, once you're exposed, you can't. Your escort business just kind of like, you know, takes a dive. So I think that's probably why she was like,
"Yeah,
I cannot.
I can't be doing this.
I cannot."
But we got a new girl, Miss
Kenya.
USA Kenya Moore.
Ooh. I'm confused though.
Kenya Moore.
I thought in some of the pictures I was seeing, Kim is not in them, and there's another girl. So are we getting a new girl later in the season?
Yes.
Okay.
Cordell Stewart's wife, I believe, is going to be joining.
And does Kim leave?
Mid-season?
I don't know.
Does she pull a Real Housewives of Orange County and leave?
I have no idea because I know also on Wendy Williams, NeNe said that Kim chose not to be a part of the season, but she was definitely there last
she
year.
She started out. I have a feeling she's going to leave, just like, remember on Orange County, the blonde one got married to this bazillionaire, this dream fairy tale life, and was like, see ya.
Right.
Literally halfway through the season, she's like, I am out. Right. So I guess that's what Kim does.
Are you under contract, do you think? Like, when
maybe
you do
not.
That, like, can you just peace out like that?
I feel like the girls are really close with, you know, Andy, and could probably
they can kind of do what they want
at that point.
So back to Kenya.
Well, before we get to Kenya, because this girl, a lot to talk about her.
She's crazy.
Let's talk about Kim. Probably the least that I have to talk about tonight. Kim is pregnant again.
Mm-hmm.
Yet again.
And she already had the baby now. She had it. So
as far as episode one.
Yeah.
And she rehired Sweetie.
Yeah, Sweetie's back.
Sweetie is back.
She knows no one else is going to put up with her. Mm.
She's back. She's black, and she's working for Kim.
Sweetie!
And then if you guys remember last season, Kendra, who was the owner's wife of the house, and also the decorator of the house, is basically saying, we're not going to renew your lease.
Yeah.
Well, the husband's saying, we're not going to renew the lease.
Because Kendra said she wasn't paid for decorating. And my thing is, you're decorating your own house.
Yeah.
Well, it's going for $1 million less than it was appraised. So Croy's just saying it's not smart to buy it. They still have the option to, but Croy's like, no.
Right.
You know, because they're like ripping them off. So
it's not like they're getting evicted. Yeah. It's
Kim's making it seem like they're getting evicted.
Do you really? She's like, we're homeless. Do you
but
really
I guarantee
think
Kim doesn't run the finances in that home?
Yeah, she doesn't know. But do you really think that woman didn't get paid for decorating? Do you think they just didn't pay her?
I don't know. Kim has an issue with paying people for things that she has done for them, or they have done for her.
Do you remember last season when we thought it was so hilarious that she was spending all that money on decorating her leased house? We didn't know the fact that they were leasing the house.
I didn't know that it was leased. I thought that it was hers.
It was like a huge thing. We're like, why is she leasing?
Well, she admitted
house?
That she was leasing last season. Leasing to buy.
The other thing with Kim is the issue with her parents. Like, if you remember last season, it seemed like they had a great relationship, especially her dad. But in this first episode, she says, look, this is the first time we've heard from them since the wedding. And I've been reading in a couple of magazines that her and her mom don't speak at all. And they had a huge falling out.
I remember that.
Yeah, so.
Well, and I even kind of felt it was a little shady when she was like, $25 check, but they can't afford it.
They can't afford it,
I would never be putting my mother's business out there.
Kim did a lot of stuff that was unlikable this episode.
Well, something
candy.
Someone that is likable is our very own Courtney Stewart is on the line. Courtney.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, girl.
How are you?
How did you like the episode?
It was
I just
a nice
can't.
Little intro.
It was cute. What did you think of Sweetie's back?
Yeah, Sweetie's back. She's looking so enthusiastic to be her personal slave again.
Right.
So.
Oh, but did anything, you know, in Kim's storyline interest you at all? Or you kind of just, you know, Mikey said, I'm kind of over the pregnant Kim.
Yeah.
It's getting old.
Yeah, I'm bored with Kim and I would like her to go away now.
Well,
I might get your wish.
I need Kim to have a glass of wine or two and kind of get a little messy. That's the Kim I
miss.
Unless she and NeNe are going to rebond, and like find their way back to each other.
I honestly think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean,
when they show,
yeah, as they're going in the hallway. Episode.
Kind of more for predictions, but I'm kind of feeling maybe.
Possibly?
Let's move on to the next one. Our favorite, Little Miss Phaedra. This girl, I love her. I love you, but you are
Donkey Booty Phaedra.
This girl is.
Anything that comes out of Phaedra's mouth is hilarious.
She's coming out with her own taser gun line.
She had it on Watch What Happens Live last night. She, for Andy, she was like, zip.
That's a hustler.
And you really hustle. Like, you're not even hustling people anymore. You're hustling animals.
Yeah.
Talking about you want
to. She's going to school for it. I mean,
Morticians
she's about it.
She says, I'm very interested in being the Vera Wang of funerals. I want to expand to anything that can be buried.
Oh,
she wants it to be a fabulous celebration, doggy bones send off. I think she'd be perfect for doggy funerals because when you have a pet and it dies, all you want is people to give it attention and give it the love you think it deserves. And I think Phaedra will be so over the top that pet owners would love her.
There'll be doves.
Remember the doves? Yeah.
Oh God, I can only imagine the special animal caskets and stuff.
It would be a, like a production like her baby shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bugetto, with the Bugetto.
The coming in, yeah.
I can't with Miss Phaedra. Although I do love her and I'm really excited to see, you know, where...
I'm excited for her words and her lingo and her sayings.
But she really didn't have a big storyline in this episode, which was kind of...
Oh, but I guarantee down the way it's coming.
Wait till they go to Antigua? Is it Antigua?
This is the quiet before the storm.
Yeah,
is that
definitely.
What this is?
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
It's going to get juicy.
I'm excited. Juicy. We want to make sure that you guys are tuning in every single week. You know, I know you guys have been looking for us. We're not filming on Sunday nights. We're actually going to be giving it to you live on Monday. So, you know, watch it Sunday, let it soak in, then tune in to us. You know, we're going to be actually live at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So make sure you tune in, not only on YouTube, though. Download, rate, subscribe to us on iTunes. While you're listening, driving in the car, listen to our charming voices. Talk about all the juice that is Real Housewives Atlanta. iTunes, baby. Next... Let's go to Little Miss Cynthia.
Cynthia.
No, that's not good.
Also,
Cynthia.
That's how you do Cynthia.
Let's
go to
Candy.
And all that. Candy.
Candy has an amazing house.
Awesome. It's two
houses
in one.
I loved this house.
Kim was cracking the entire time. She's been cracking.
Well, let's get to that. But first, can we...
Kim is a bitch for that.
Yes, she is.
But she said she was pregnant and she was hot.
Whatever.
But you're black. You don't need an outdoor swimming pool.
But can y'all explain to me? So basically, is what I picked up. She bought two houses next to each other and then connected them?
She said it comes with a guest house thing.
And Courtney and Siobhan, you guys lived in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
What is this area? Is it hood? I mean, it didn't look hood at all.
Was it Bankhead? I don't know what it was. I actually don't know.
No, it was. I couldn't figure out because I was trying to see if they showed what exit that Kim got off of. Off the
yeah.
But they never said. So I'm guessing it's somewhere on the south side.
But you know what I picked up? That she said Sweetie had told her it was a bad area and that Kim wasn't even privy to the area that she was in, so she didn't know.
But
she locked her car doors.
But she was like, the mayor of Atlanta lives right around the corner.
Right.
I love when Candy like just knows the stuff that's coming at Kim, the stuff that's coming out of Kim's mouth is so ridiculous. She's like, what? The mayor lives around the corner. Like, she just looks at Kim like she's crazy.
Or what else did she say? She was making shady comments.
I read it. Kim says, welcome to the hood. As soon as only one side of the gate open, she points out that the second she walks in the house, she's like, so wasn't this in foreclosure? Has to point that out. Thanks a lot, Kim. She's like, so you have to pay this whole thing? Points that out.
They're gonna keep that.
Wait, no, she goes, are you guys done in here? Damn well know that Shane Dunk.
She's jealous.
Girl.
She's jealous.
And then she says, I gotta tell you, this is a scary area. We locked our car doors. And Kim's just like, what? Everything she said, and then the end all be all is when she asked Candy how much it was to
move. Before that, because the other shade was,
I just can't.
Oh yeah, you're black, you don't need a lot of windows in your house. What?
Indoor. You don't need an outdoor swimming pool.
She said if I was black, I would have an indoor swimming pool because I wouldn't need the
tent. It's called a grotto, get it right.
That was an awesome pool.
It was real cute.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you said, what was it?
Okay, so if we go back to Kim, Kim's in the kitchen with Croy. Right here, you can see it. And some guy said that he would charge them $100,000 to move. And they're like, what? That's ridiculous. This guy is full of crap. And Croy's like, this guy is insane. I love how when she gets to Candy's house, she switches it to, this is how much it costs to move my house. That's just it.
Right.
She changes it to, so she goes, how much is it? And Candy's like, $69 a day or whatever. Guess how much it is to move my house.
She was like $5,000.
She changed it. It was like an actual quote that anyone in the United States would charge her.
Right.
Like, please.
Like, who are you going through?
I wish Candy would have known that when she said that. Right. Now Candy will see.
Side
like
note,
the rest
Kim's
of us.
Wigs are on point this season.
I will give her that.
She really? They look the same to me.
Oh, no.
They look the same.
Definitely stepped her hair game.
Courtney's being quiet.
Right again.
No comment.
No comment.
Oh, but I mean, as far as...
Cynthia's ex is so sexy.
My favorite thing that... Candy did say, she was like, bitch, for $100,000, she's like, bitch, I will go over there and move your shit.
Candy had a great point, though. She's like, Kim can't even move without drama. She's like, she just, drama follows her around. She's like, move your ass back to the townhouse.
Well, like, can somebody tell me why it would cost $100,000 to
move? It's because she used her name when they were getting the quote.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, she can afford this.
That's not a real quote.
It's not
a real
quote.
Some guy being an idiot. And they pointed that out in the kitchen, but she was just showing off to Candy.
I've never heard of that.
No. What did you guys think about Candy's love life?
I
she
love
went to Africa.
It.
So happy for her.
Met this guy.
I love
Courtney,
it.
Courtney, you said it was cute.
He's so cute and little. They're just cute together.
Yeah,
he does seem cute. And it's, I mean, he's older and kind of seems
like 3
he's
years.
Ready to settle.
36
no, no, no. But meaning
39.
Ready to like settle down and has a kid and they want to have a. I feel like they're really rushing into it, but I mean, at that point in your life.
Rushing, it's been a year.
So badly.
It hasn't been a year. It's been 10 months. So here's the thing. I was watching the reunion and I would have forgotten, but at the reunion, she said that she had met this guy and they were about to move in together.
Right.
Well, they must have got into filming pretty quickly after the reunion. He says to her, we've almost been together in 2 months. It'll be a year. So that's only 10 months. They're still haven't moved in together, but that's what they're doing now. But they're so cute. And he even said at lunch, he's like, I'm just ready to make this a family. Like, every girl wants to hear that. If you have a kid at home that you're raising by yourself, if a guy says that to you and he's genuine about it, which I think he is,
I
think he's so cute.
Candy's been through so much, and I just want this, like, deeply want this to work out for her. Like, I'm invested emotionally in this relationship.
I think it
needs to work out.
They mesh perfectly. It's like a perfect fit to her puzzle piece.
Yeah, he seems very, like, not drama. Like, he just wants to have fun, like, carefree. But he also has, from what it seems like, a good production job. And production's kind of like what she does.
Right.
He has got his own thing going on.
Well, sir, if you are in production, no shade to Candy, but I saw Candy Coated Nights on Ustream. And
yeah, step her game up.
Oh, really? It's no good?
I mean, the... No.
No, it's no good. It's no good.
I love how she said it's doing amazing.
Like, maybe we'll send some AfterBuzz TV crew members down.
Right, because there's no way to even defend that show.
I was you know, I'm always rooting for Candy, but...
She needs to be careful, like, putting her name on stuff that's not that great. Mm-hmm. Like, she's going to get a bad rep. Because her music is great.
Right.
She's got a name in that. But if she does crappy jobs like this, she's going to lose her name in the business.
I wonder how her
stream, so.
Sex toy is doing. The one that goes to the beat of the song.
Yeah.
Oh.
I wonder how that's doing. I don't know.
I love how she kind of...
I'm going to need to do some research.
Maybe I will.
We'll go to West Hollywood after this and we're going to go find
maybe?
You there.
Let's meet. Let's go for lunch and we'll hang out there.
So
for
up
a
next, we have...
Well, wait. Before we get into
I got one more thing.
Okay.
Kenny gets a dig in at Kim. She's like, I will be getting married before I have a kid. She's like, that's the way.
It was
a total
rap
at Kim.
I didn't catch that.
I didn't catch that as a dig.
Okay, here's one. At first, that's what I thought, but then when she said, I kind of took it as maybe she's just trying to explain, like, it might happen before I get married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of felt like she was just kind of justifying it
in
if
case
it was
happens.
To happen.
Yeah.
But I did.
I didn't take that as a dig to Kim.
I mean, who else is she?
Because she said it
about?
Could happen. I just don't plan on it happening.
She's like, I will be doing it the right way, getting married first and then having a kid. Like, who else is she talking
about? But she also
about?
Left
side. Love, then comes marriage.
She also left side note. She was like, but if it happened, it happened. It
and
happen.
She's funny. And they even said they want to name their baby Cash because that's what they paid their house
which
with.
I'm kind of upset because that's what I want to name my child.
Did you pay your house in cash?
Girl, bye.
Log out.
I bought my...
Password.
Speaking of logging out, even though I know Courtney's favorite housewife, Miss NeNe Leakes...
She's so cute.
What's your status at the bank?
And now this is how you can definitely tell this filmed a long time ago.
Yeah.
This is when she was talking mm-hmm. about the new normal. They've been filmed that.
Yeah.
Obviously, Kim had her baby. What do you guys think of NeNe? I mean, we've been seeing stuff happen. You know, we've seen her Glee episode. I definitely watched The New Normal.
May I say something?
Go ahead.
I just saw the first, very first episode with her, and she has come up, I think, the most improved out of the whole cast. I saw her teeth back then, her wigs, her way. She was a totally different, and the way she spoke was very different.
Wait, shout out to Miss Gina out here in LA. She does NeNe's wigs.
Okay. That hair is on point. But the way she even speaks now and carries herself is very different, and I like it.
And she's just for the new normal, like in the world out here in LA, she's getting, like, I don't want to say rave reviews, but everyone's like, she did really good. Like, she did good.
I think she did all right.
Yeah.
I mean, it really
barely.
It's only so many ways you can play yourself. Because, I mean,
yeah, I guess
to me,
right.
She's just playing.
I'm happy for her.
Courtney, what's your take on the whole NeNe?
I totally think she's playing herself on the new normal, but I appreciate it. I think she worked her hustle like she was supposed to. She
right.
was trying to be in the business long before Housewives came along. Mm-hmm. She used Housewives as a platform, and she channeled that into what she wanted to do. So I am proud of NeNe, and I love her.
I'm definitely proud of NeNe. I give her props for that. But my one little gag moment on the show was when she went to meet Ryan Murphy, and
she
was like so excited to have Ryan Murphy.
Yeah.
She better be so glad he's a fan of the Housewives.
Right.
He just wanted to be on the show. I didn't know he was so gay?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I
report on him all the time. No, I've never seen one episode of Glee, but I report on him all the time. Like, he said this, or he's working on the show, but I just didn't know he was so Real Housewives about it.
Yeah, he's gay as a button.
But wait.
But the gay?
And NeNe's just in with all gay Hollywood, because then she tried to call, what's his name?
Tyler Perry?
Tyler Perry is not gay.
Tyler Perry is the, like, end-all, be-all mecca of black successful Hollywood. And so she tries to, like, call him up.
Disconnected.
We're such good friends, and I don't know if it was editing, but it was perfect. When she said we're such good friends, it went to voice.
I don't think it was edited. I feel like it was just one shot. That was brilliant.
Because they laughed. They were laughing. It was too perfect.
She wasn't even embarrassed by it. She's like, oh, well.
She would leave.
And then, wait, but I feel like Ryan Murphy kind of had a little jab at her. He's like, oh, why don't we just call what are you going to say next, Meryl Streep?
My favorite moment was NeNe's line about, she was something about her trailer. She's like, where Kim's from.
Oh, and
she's, yeah.
Put that down. That is a good
can
line.
Can I say, I'm not trying to steal Megan's line from Bad Girls Club, but can I say something? I'm not trying to steal it. I've noticed that Phaedra has started to kind of latch on to NeNe a tad.
Phaedra.
Isn't that in predictions, I think, that they start working out
together? Oh, is that what it is? I don't know, but I've kind of noticed that even just in the way she's like talking about her, like in interviews or whatever. Like, so I feel like it has something to do with
because she's like
status.
You can be my next celebrity client.
Exactly. Like everybody in NeNe's life who was, you know, she had some beef with is now coming back and being like, hey girl, hey.
Well, it's hard to argue with success. Very hard to argue.
That's
with success.
That's true. And NeNe is going to be on the next Apprentice, right, Courtney? Is that true?
On the next Apprentice?
Celebrity Isn't it
Apprentice?
The Celebrity All-Star?
So. My friend is going to be on it, Claudia Jordan, but I don't think...
No, NeNe?
I don't think so.
It could have been a rumor. It might have been
Claudia Jordan.
She's moved past it. She's like, I'm off.
But let's talk about NeNe's relationship life.
It showed her at
home.
You know, it showed her at home, but... Is that their home?
Greg irks me.
Together?
He does.
Not their home.
He walked
together.
Up in their room. He's like, I like what you got in the back, but I need to see your face.
Because remember he said, he made the comment about the key.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, damn, can I get a remote?
So, Courtney,
no,
you
can't.
This is NeNe's new house by herself?
It's the same
house. No, she kicked him out.
Yeah.
Isn't that their same house?
It looks smaller. Oh, okay. It looks smaller.
Yeah,
God.
It's the same house.
I just don't see a man that I've been with being like, okay, you can kick me out and then I'll beg to get a key back in. Isn't he the one that pays the bills for that house? I mean, I guess
not
I don't really know.
I mean, he
not
talks some major trash about NeNe.
I forgot about that until they played the voicemail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good for her for even considering taking him back.
And I love the thing when she was like, I'm thinking about moving to LA. He was like, where would we go? She's like, no, I'm thinking about moving to LA. Sorry, boo.
I don't know. I want to hear.
Greg already got that back, please.
But exactly, because we have a mutual friend who actually saw Greg and NeNe at an SLS hotel, I believe.
Yeah.
Having
they're back together. Nene loves Greg. I mean, there's no denying that.
It's been like so
for like 17 years now, and he puts it on her, even though it grosses me out that he does.
In his dress socks, he'd be slipping.
Gross.
Oh, that's not Papa Smurf. That's Peter.
Oh, but he's. I'm sorry. Greg looks like Papa Smurf more than Peter. And you cannot deny that.
But well, so shout out to Nene. I mean, she was in LA. She did a big thing for Pride out here. She's just all over the place right now.
I think that what Nene might have a problem with is what we're saying is that he's not that good looking, and maybe it was good enough for her back then. But she's right. She's like, I've been doing a lot of things. Of course, he wants you back. But she straight up tells him, "Get your sexy back." She tells him, like, "You need to amp it up. Right. Like, do something." So is she right for saying that? Is that okay for her to want those things?
Yeah. All that is she talked.
Yeah, especially when she's at a different point in her career and life. The kids are growing, are getting older. It's like
you have to try. Yeah,
I'm doing this. Why don't you want to get back with me? Why don't you try to do something for yourself?
Yeah.
Right. Well, before we get into the meat and potatoes of the episode, it's fall season. All the new shows, our old favorites, some new shows are coming back. Super excited. We have like Walking Dead,
Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries.
Ooh, I'm caught up, by the way. I'm caught up.
I don't watch that one.
The New Normal, The Mindy Project, all these good shows, The New Girl, and. As soon as you're done watching the show, just tune into AfterBuzzTV.com. We're talking about it. We want you to talk about it. You know, we have a chat room. Call us. Please, it's an interactive show. Make sure you hit us up on iTunes, YouTube. Leave us comments. We love talking with you guys and giving you guys shout-outs as well.
We love the feedback.
Now, before we get into the shouting of the episode, let's talk about Little Miss Cynthia for a bit. Cynthia was.
Oh, Little Miss Cynthia. Little Miss Cynthia is grown ass wonderful.
She is, but she be trying to pull herself together. Like, I am just proper, and I don't do this, and I don't
she
think
kind
that.
Of
I don't
is,
think, I don't
right?
Think that no,
I don't think she does that. I don't think she does it at all.
I cook this nice.
She has
meal
a little hood in her.
Guys. She exactly.
She has a little hood, and in the when they were doing the model search.
Well, before that, when I noticed it, when she was talking to her husband and her ex-husband about
her
daughter
going
to school. What do you guys think about that? I mean,
it was very embarrassing, I think, for her when she got caught in. And, you know,
she totally got caught.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I have to say about Leon. It's totally weird that she, like, babies him around Peter. Like, he comes in the house and she's like, I don't know. I just got that vibe. I think that it's weird. But here he comes, and he didn't even know Noelle's still being homeschooled. Like, she's not kidding when she says he comes in, like, for a checkup, like, checks up. So she totally got caught in this, saying that Noelle wants to be homeschooled, and Noelle comes out, she's like...
Peter, too, because he was like, she was crying about going back to school.
And I love how Leon was like, that's life. I didn't want to go to school when I was little either. Yeah. Like, Cynthia was saying it's okay because she doesn't want to go. And he's like, you got to do stuff you don't want to do. So I liked him for that.
Yes.
And like, well, it's just Cynthia probably being too overprotective as a mother.
She wants
only
those
baby.
Things.
But she's not understanding when you take a kid out of a social environment, when you're, these are the life lessons you're supposed to learn as a kid. So as an adult, you can transfer smoothly into the real world. Like, you can't take a kid away from social settings.
Well, my thing is she's 12 years old. Are you 13? You're not 13 going into the ninth grade in high school, right?
No, you're 14, usually.
Is it different in Atlanta?
12 is middle school. You're going into
middle school. So girls are evil. Middle school's tough.
Yeah.
Right, but you got to prep them for
high
school.
That's
but
it.
You have to go through it.
And she wants to go. It was so obvious that Cynthia wanted her to stay home so she could be with her.
Well,
so
she'll be a social misfit if she does that.
Send the girl to school. Jesus. then we have.
Away.
What do you think about this relationship with Leon being able to just chill at the house? That's a good relationship, or
I think it's definitely good for Noelle.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Yeah, I see nothing wrong with it. I wish.
How does it work with Peter though?
He seems very cool with it.
Is he cool? I don't think they go like play basketball together or anything, but you know.
You know, it's awkward for us because it's not normal that happens. But if it works for them, hey.
The new normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The family dynamic has definitely changed.
Fox, we're just throwing you in on these plugs.
And it says a lot about all three of them that they can all be cool with that happening.
Right.
Because the reason we don't see it happening is because most people aren't that secure or mature to let it happen when it needs to.
Agreed. And then we have our newest cast member.
Oh, God.
And before we get into that, I want to go specifically to you, Courtney. Oh, no. Kenya Moore. Because I Googled her when she was like, I'm an actress, I'm a producer, a director. Girl, bye.
Here, yo, Kenya been around for a long time.
She has.
And my first recollection when they said she was going to be on Housewives of Atlanta, I was like, what? That's that chick from Video Soul back in the 90s? They talked about her being crazy as hell in 1993 when I first started watching like music videos on BET. And I was like, she done moved to Atlanta on purpose to be on the show.
Exactly.
This is a hot mess in the making right now.
Agreed. And
there was a clip of like her dude saying, did you take your medicine? And this is like crying in the bed.
She's a little rough bipolar to me.
She is. It's like a weird
She looks like
thing.
Really pretty, but she has got some bad
that
skin
HD
going on.
Has got her
Something
bad.
Something is not good, but from far away, she's really pretty. But yeah, she's like, I'm an actor, producer, author, director, model, but I'm most known for being Miss USA. It's like, no shit.
And
like, that's
like
all you're known for.
She literally stepped in the place of Sheree because she's friends with Miss Lawrence.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. As soon as I saw him, I was like, aha.
They found a way to tie him back in.
Yeah.
And they're talking about men and money. And I guess we got this guy named Walter.
Who is this guy? He's wearing like a tow truck shirt and he's not nice looking.
He's not a boyfriend.
He's her boyfriend.
But who, like,
that's what
he's
we got.
Selling nine houses.
You said what?
He's got like nine properties or something. He's rich.
Yeah, he got
money.
He got money.
But is he a tow truck company owner?
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, you ain't got to be pretty to be rich.
Yeah.
You know, but what I will give Kenya is she was the second black woman to be Miss USA. You can't take that away from her.
Courtney, do you know who she used to date?
Yeah.
Or just Miss USA, period. Like, that's huge. That's,
oh, God.
Yeah.
Come on.
Does not have the manners of a Miss USA,
I'm
I'll tell
it.
You that.
I asked you the question. Look at me.
That was,
let's
she was
go,
just put on a show.
Let's go to the Bailey agency. First of all, you're invited.
Yeah.
By the owner of the agency.
I think the producer set it up. I don't think Cynthia invited her at all.
Really?
Not at all.
I totally agree.
Cynthia was, I don't know if classy is the right word, but I think Cynthia was enough to say, okay, I'll say it in the sit-down interview. I thought it would be great if a former Miss USA came, but you know the producer
set
that up.
Well, she did it because Kenya had been a Jet Beauty of the month.
Oh, yeah.
Had she?
Yeah.
Well, either way, I still think it was the producers that put those two up.
But, I mean, I kind of feel like she didn't really know her personality until... Wow, she
I liked her up until this.
No, they didn't. I don't think they knew each other prior.
Yeah, which is why I'm saying the producers might have put it in her ear, and Cynthia was like, yeah, that'd be cool.
She doesn't want to get fired for next season, so she's like, I'm going to start the drama now.
Yeah.
She was throwing shade at all these models, talking about, why are you here? Is that a man? Because I was looking for the Adam's apple. And then we had the coochie crack.
Coochie crack.
And then you're arguing in front of the models with Cynthia.
No,
there was so much wrong with
it.
Well, her and Cynthia really didn't argue. It was the the boy.
Because Cynthia kept her mouth shut because all the girls can see. Her entire company's watching her.
Right.
Cynthia had enough class to keep her mouth shut.
The client was
The client
was
right next to her. So I think she kind of maybe let the assistants deal with it because she couldn't. Like, and she did the right thing by not getting involved. But who is Kenya starting with her assistant?
Security.
Security. And I love how Cynthia in her interview is like,
we don't have security.
You need security if no one knows who you are.
Right. And I love Carlton. Assistant, when she was like, "Who are you?" He was like, "No, who are you? I never heard
work
of you
here.
Before."
And that pissed her off.
Why are you talking to me? I don't know.
And why did she ask that model, "Have you ever seen me in a magazine or whatever that was?" And she was like, "You look at me when I ask you a question." I was like, "I've never seen you in a magazine either, and I'm old enough to know who you are."
I like how Cynthia read it, but she was like, "Well, what she does, I really wouldn't call that model." There, what
exactly.
She said, I would
and then they show all the booty shots, magazine,
car modeling. And
did she, Courtney? Did she have a butt like that back in the day? Because
it wasn't that drastic,
right?
But she always was sick.
So she might have got the Nicki Minaj treatment.
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she was kickboxing real hard, so maybe she worked up them gluteals.
Like, they're definitely two complete opposite models. Yeah. And so I think the model they were looking for, they just wanted to be a mini-me. Like, she wanted the one. But Cynthia's right. This is a school. They're not there to, like, break these girls down. It wasn't, like, a serious casting audition where you know if you go to that New York, they're going to be mean to you. But it's a school. Right. Like, Cynthia's trying to help these little girls.
I appreciate Cynthia, you know, standing up for them. And I honestly, the one thing that really, because I can be wishy-washy with Cynthia sometimes, but I really, really, really appreciated her physically getting up and standing up for her assistant. I really appreciated that, seeing her do that, because I thought she might have punked out.
So what do you think about Kenya standing up and giving the little speech to the girls?
What was that?
And then Cynthia did the same thing.
So bridesmaids?
That reminded me of bridesmaids.
Yes, it was like real life bridesmaids.
She's like, did I not just say that? Like, talking to the girls she had just, like, berated.
Right.
She was like, did I not just say that? Rude. Girl,
you
would have been fired. Get out of my agency.
But I like how, this is how you know Cynthia's been, she got a backbone. She was like, welcome to the Bailey School. This is my school.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, this bitch, listen.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Well,
there's one last thing I want to say about Kenyon, especially her being there as a judge. Usually pageant girls are the most polite, well-trained, won't say anything off. Like, I think that's what Cynthia was expecting, and she even kind of said it. She's like, I was expecting the pageant girl. You couldn't pay me $1 million to tell you that Kenya was ever a pageant girl. She's like, was acting
vulgar.
Like really vulgar and trashy, and like no pageant girl I've ever seen.
Wouldn't even say the word coochie to begin with. No pageant girl.
Beyond how many times she said it. Talking about you from Smooth Magazine, girl. You are the epitome of coochie cutter.
But why are we even why is she even making that an issue when we know the point of to get Jet Beauty, and what they're looking for is they want curves, big booty, a thick shape.
And no,
that's the point.
No shade. But
bathing suits are generally kind of like, forgive the term, but they kind of would. Like, that's what's in Jet Beauty of the Week. So I don't know why she was trying to act grand too. Like, this was some sort of high-end fashion magazine.
Yeah,
I actually went. It's like, bitch, you take off your clothes for a living, so what you talking about?
I went to a Smooth Magazine photo shoot, actually, this past summer. Just so happened. And I was really surprised seeing the girls go in there. They have a lot of cellulite, and like that one girl that had like the...
It's Photoshop. Everything is Photoshop.
Everything is Photoshop.
I mean, you can't have that much ass for the most part. And
I have cellulite.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it looked like Google Maps on this one girl, and I was just like, oh my goodness.
You could find your way home on that booty.
Right, literally. So, I mean, for her to come, and not only that, but we have a camera in here, and you talking about some girl's pubes and her ass hanging out, like,
oh, that was a library.
You're gonna wear something that low cut in the front and the back, you better make sure you're trimmed up.
Did you say
so? I thought it was a tattoo until she said it was pubes, and
oh my god,
very upset.
Can we talk about the girl with the bulldog tattoo and those teeth?
Ooh.
The one who had the monokini one.
She had a huge tattoo with
the micro
two-headed bull. Tattoo or bulldog, but her teeth.
Yeah.
Oh my god, her teeth.
But
I love how Cynthia still didn't say anything. She's just sweet as pie.
Because at the end of the day, don't smile, just smize.
Here she is.
Look,
She looked like Kia.
My bad.
Kia. It looked like somebody hit her in the mouth with a Kia.
Ooh.
She looks like Beyonce, kind of.
Took that wrong turn on that Google map.
Oh, she's cute.
Did you just say Kenya looks like Beyonce?
When she smiled right there, she totally.
Good night.
Did.
I'm going home. Bye. I'm
she
done.
Totally.
I'm done for
AfterBuzz. Just
on that note.
No, this modeling.
Excuse me, Beyonce, if you watch us on here. We mean you no harm.
Kenya's pretty from far away.
Beyonce be tuning in to Real Housewives of Atlanta After Buzz.
Do you think that this Cynthia school, it's a nice thought and I'm glad she's doing it, but do you think these girls that are waiting outside in line really want to be models, or they just want to be the next Real Housewife of Atlanta housewife?
For you. Mm-hmm. I have some gossip for you.
Tell me.
Our news.
After Buzz.
Okay. This is not news, this is gossip.
After Buzz exclusive.
Gossip.
Or gossip.
I love how you do it.
This is the news no longer has the school anymore.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, I mean,
that does not surprise
me
at
all. We heard that she
all.
Had to sell it.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Damn.
Now, also, And it could have to do because Peter also opened up a new restaurant. Oh, not geez. The one from last season.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to need him to just stop. Once you fail like three times.
From an inside source that actually went to the opening. She took some, maybe we can see if I can get some snapshots of it. But she took some snapshots and then she was like, girl, no one's here.
It's hard to start
a restaurant. Yeah, so, but that restaurant also got shut down.
He needs to like gang up, not gang up, but like meet with somebody who already has an in the industry.
You need to find some Greeks. Find some Greeks. They'll help you out. We'll teach you how to do this. Or, maybe restaurants just aren't your thing, Pete.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Maybe you should have focused on the Bailey
agency.
Yeah, because
that's sad. Actually,
no restaurants.
Because you know, I don't know.
But when it came down to it, it was Atlanta, and I mean, that's just not the modeling spot.
Clearly. No shame, no shame. But let's get into predictions.
And now you're after Buzz TV.
So we didn't get a lot of Nene this week, but next week looks awesome.
Yeah, this is where you say that her and Phaedra become like their friends, and they're like, "Yeah," and Candy's pissed about it.
Right.
And then also Nene runs into
Kim. And she says, "Let me go pee, and then we'll talk."
She says, "I gotta go TT."
TT.
I like that.
And even Nene says, she said in an interview, "It went well, so I know I'm having a good night tonight."
I think that was editing and nothing's happened, and that's why they would have shown us if they actually, like,
I don't think so, because they want to keep us on the edge of our seats. This season's, like, 17 episodes, 20 episodes.
Oh, my God.
Well, the moment I'm waiting for is Cynthia to read Kenya.
And what did Nene say? Because Kenya and her go at it. It looks like Nene and Kenya go at it next week.
Physically.
And she says, let me tell you something about Little Miss... That's why I say Little Miss Cynthia. Nene says it. Little Miss Cynthia.
Yeah.
She can
read. Nene doesn't go at it with Kenya. If you hear what she said out of her mouth, she was like, I would be friends with you. It doesn't matter if you're not even friends with them, she said.
But Nene is recognizing the fact that Cynthia doesn't really like her, and Cynthia knows things about her just from this Bailey Agent thing that the rest of us don't know. So Nene's like, Cynthia can read people.
Yeah.
What are you excited for next week, Courtney?
I'm excited for all of it because word on the street is that King is going to get into it with every single cast member.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
She's trying to solidify her spot. That's all it is.
Yeah, really. And then the new chick, Portia or whatever, who's going to randomly show up, like, I'm trying to understand who she is and why she exists. So I'm ready for her.
She is Cordell Stewart's
wife. Whatever.
Does anybody
this is going to be Football Wives.
Does anybody think that we'll get any little taste of Marlo back or not?
I would think so, but maybe really not.
No, Nene is not messing with no hookers.
What's up?
I'm sad. I like Marlo.
Yeah, I would have liked to see her come back, but
kind of like.
When you said that in Kenya, I was like,
Nene ain't rolling with that crowd.
No, not anymore. Now that she's Ryan Murphy crowd, she is not.
Right.
She got in with the right person in Hollywood. I'll tell you that right now.
But I'm excited. This season looks great. I know last season we were kind of on the fence.
Yeah, up until the way end, better.
But this season looks juicy. The new girls seem like they're definitely bringing it.
The best part about Real Housewives is that there's really stuff going on every week that we see. The reread and the gossip magazine stuff. Like other shows don't have it as much as this.
Real drama.
Like real life drama.
Make sure you guys follow us on. AfterBuzz TV, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Make sure you hit us up on iTunes. If you guys leave a comment, we'll give you a shout out next week. Subscribe, rate, download, tell your friends. Anyone who watches Atlanta, please send them our way. You can follow me at DJ Jesse J.
Steph Bauer TV.
At Siobhan _ Hughes.
Mikey 3000 Watts.
And Courtney.
Stuart
Starlet. So until next week, 8 p.m. we'll be live. Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.